from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We're live at Cowboys training camp, and our coverage continues here for the next 3 hours. You got the G-Bag Nation. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Our fan cam sponsor is brought to you by Uber One. New members enjoy 3 months free at joinuberone.com. Training camp presented by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And here's Wolchuk with 10 top performers from camp so far. Wooly Bully.
Yeah, shout out to our guy John Machota, along with Sad Yusuf, who do an excellent job with The Athletic. They've put together 10 names here, and we can kick it around, see if we agree. Like, these guys have been having a good camp. What do we think on these players? Now, we do need to reset. We do have a new defensive end that is a member of the Dallas Cowboys, former Colt defensive end. Al-Q Muhammad is now a member of the Dallas Cowboys, so doesn't appear Carl Lawson going to be added as well. Like, maybe they could have added two, but at least of today, no go.
Maybe a defensive tackle in that mix.
Okay, because Lawson put out a star on his Twitter, and that got Cowboy fans riled up like, oh my gosh, are they going to also add him as well? So who knows?
He would have been the name signing for sure.
Yeah, that would have been a big name. He's a guy that has a lot of production in the National Football League, and we don't know if the suspension that Muhammad has had to face because of the gambling, does that carry over? Or is that done?
That was the Washington the Commanders guy was
the other guy they brought in for a workout.
Yeah,
but they didn't sign that guy.
Yeah, they didn't sign that guy.
So it wasn't okay.
It wasn't no.
Because I've seen some people ask about. He also was part of the 2023 Colt suspensions, but I think maybe he's already gone ahead and that's been dealt with.
Yeah, the one that I – what was the kid that was signed with from the
– Shaka or something like that?
Boom, shaka-lock.
Hang on just a second. Boom, go ahead and talk among yourselves.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so here's number one player. And we'll start with some receivers here, shall we? Because I think the receiving group has been a pleasant surprise for me.
Yes, man.
I was thinking like, damn, no CeeDee Lamb out here. This is going to look bare.
Of the position groups, I think like I was concerned about the receivers, not named CeeDee.
Shaka Tony was suspended.
Shaka Tony. That's first name Shaka, last name Tony?
Yeah, Shaka okay. Tony.
The wide receiver group has been has exceeded expectations. I would say the linebacker group as well. And then the safeties, man. They're asked to do probably a lot more in this Zimmer scheme as opposed to the Dan Quinn one, and how much he has these guys moving around. Like, you never know. Are they going to be around the line of scrimmage? Are they going to be playing the deep third or the hash or whatever? But there's a lot of pre-snap disguising and movement going on, and you've seen Wanya Thomas make plays. Donovan Wilson's making plays. Marquise Bell has made plays. So I think that's been pretty encouraging as well.
So the two receivers listed here, the first two of these top 10 names, Jalen Tolbert being one. And we saw yesterday, I mean, there was a lot of confidence Dak throwing to Tolbert, and he was getting himself open, and we're talking about good separation here. Like, he's open by several yards, and we had Mike McCarthy talking about how he was impressed with Jalen Tolbert, and he said last year, you definitely don't make that throw. 2 years ago, that throw is not being made. So Jalen Tolbert, he's seen a lot of strides from him. I mean, Brandon Cooks was glowing about him. Now, Cooks always has. That's been a guy that Brandon Cooks kind of took under his wing and has really helped develop. But Tolbert and then T. Billy Johnson, who's had success at the NFL level. Cowboys brought him in last year. We saw him towards the end of camp. But that's a speedster who every day is just making plays out here.
Yeah, that's You mentioned, Chief, about the wide receivers. They've each day somebody's kind of stepped up. We saw Durden had a touchdown running through the back of the end zone. Tolbert, Brooks, those guys have all been kind of the headliners.
Turpin,
Gracie McMath, couple different.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's hey, I'm not sitting here blowing smoke up your ass and tell you about not having CeeDee Lamb has been this, that, and the other. You want CeeDee Lamb out here practicing. But at least the guys that have been given opportunities, some of the days where Dak has thrown the ball well, it's been to receivers that have not been named CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
That part of it is encouraging. And, you know, and they're working against, I think, the corners for the most part. I know, Dawson, you and I were talking about that a little bit. You know, the corners have had some good days. They've had some days where there's been some separation. But I think there's been some good work on both sides. If they're going to miss Lamb and the defense is going to miss Diggs, you know, I mean, you've got some guys that are stepping up and making some plays.
It's what we need, you know. We need better trench play, and we need some wide receivers to step up to build our path to the championship.
That running game might be a mess.
Yeah, it might be.
Yes.
Schoonmaker is number three on this. Off to a solid start, writes The Athletic. Looks healthy. He's been moving well. Cowboys need him after a lackadaisical rookie season. I thought yesterday was a good day. Probably best day I'd seen from Schoonmaker out here.
Well, I'm always the cautiously optimistic guy about Schoonmaker, but there's been a couple of times where he has not been strong enough.
At the blocking.
The blocking is still... The running, the up-the-field stuff, what's been surprising is John Stevens has dropped a couple of passes. You know, his ability to separate and to get into breaks, sink his hips, and then get to the route. But there's a couple of times. Schoonmaker's been pretty good at catch the ball. There's been times where Schoonmaker's asked to make the cutoff block, and that's like ball's going to his right, he's tied in left, and now he has to work himself
around.
I mean, the old adage is, hey, if you're going to make them, you know, if they're going to get past you, make sure they run over you. Schoonmaker, they're running over him, and I mean running over him of like he's in position and he's trying to get, and they're having to go through him to get to the ball, but the ball's already gone by the time. So he hasn't been giving up anything where it's just been a straight shot he's been able to position himself, but he really hasn't been able to sit down and pin somebody to the inside.
Yeah, Marshawn Nealon had his way with him, at least on one play in the run game yesterday.
And Parsons got him too.
Yeah,
and
that's a tough ask.
And I'm not making, but in the NFL, you've got to block. If you're the backside guy, you've got to find a way. But again, make them run over you to get to the ball. If they run over to you, maybe slow them down enough so the ball gets past you.
Look, Green Bay's tight ends did it with tremendous success in the playoff game. And they did it on Micah. So it's like, Scooney, look, you were supposed to be the best blocking tight end of that draft class. Where is it? You know, we need that. Because I'm Team John Stevens right now when it comes to tight end, too. Tyler Guyton is next up on this list.
I'll tell you what, to keep up, Princeton Fant.
Fant's got some nastiness to his game.
Fant is actually one of their better blocking tight ends, if you want to talk about.
Now, he put somebody on the ground.
Guys
yesterday.
That could get inside and get movement there, but probably not one of your most athletic guys when it comes to getting down the field and catching the ball.
Tweener-esque body type, too.
Yeah.
Kind of like fullback tight end hybrid. Yeah. But I'm very impressed with Guyton. And it's one of those things where it's like, look, 6'7", 330, you knew he was raw. Cowboys take a first-round tackle. We gave them immediately the benefit. Like, they're probably going to hit on this guy, at least through the first couple padded practices. Guyton, I do want to see some improvement in the run game there along with the rest of the offensive line, but at least in pass protection. And he's gotten reps against Micah, and he's won a few of those reps.
Yeah.
Man, you talk about the number one thing that we would love to come out of camp with or after a couple of preseason games with is a lot of confidence in this guy because Tyron Smith was great in pass protection last year. He was, you know, maybe too old to really help you in the run game. But, you know, I think Dak's interception numbers going away as a storyline was a lot due to Tyron Smith's health last year.
Yeah.
And you take him out, and if you would put like a turnstile rookie over there, it could be a total disaster. If he can be okay as a pass pro guy, but give you a boost in the run game, along with what Tyler Smith is going to do on that left side, it could be really dang good. And I'm willing to put aside my cynicism and get optimistic about this team going on a January run, but that's the first thing I got to see. And I feel like we're making steps in that direction.
I think Tyler Smith is probably your best offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I'm saying that.
And that's no shot to Zach, who's aging just a little bit, but Tyler's dominant.
Yeah, Tyler, he's putting himself as one of the best linemen in football conversation.
You watch, it really doesn't matter. The one-on-one stuff, the pass rush, the 9-on-7 work and all that, you can count on him getting off the ball and then getting movement in the running game and staying on his feet.
It makes it look easy.
He's been so consistent. Bland and Diggs are next up. Bland, who's been brilliant. And there's times where, like, you'll see Al Harris is coming out on the field, and he's working just with De'Ron Bland. I've seen him do it with Kalen Carson, the rookie, as well.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
But Bland's getting coached up. He's been absolutely tremendous.
He was showing how to read the footwork of the receiver when we're down in the red zone and they're setting him up. Is the guy coming inside or is he going to the corner for the fade? And there's a tell that the great corners can see that give him the ability to go the right direction before the guy actually moves over there. I thought it was pretty sharp.
Mozzie Smith is on this list, and I'm not really sure why, to be honest with you. I haven't seen Mozzie stand out at all in terms of a positive way. Now, I know Zim was talking him up at the podium. Mm-hmm. Zim's got to, mm-hmm. right? But to me, it's like, holy moly, I got it. I'm just not seeing it. And I don't know. I'm hoping that by going off and just saying now, hey, I'm out, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mozzie now ascends. Now, I want nothing more than you to be an absolute badass, and I want to eat crow this year, Mozzie. But yeah. I don't see it from him. And I can't fake it anymore and try and throw hope in him that I don't believe is really going to ever develop.
I like what I've seen with Justin Rogers, the rookie seventh rounder from Auburn. And I think there's some things with him, the way that he's been able to rush the passer one-on-one, some of the stuff he's been able to do in the drills where they ask him to throw his hands in there, the way he's they ask him to squeeze the hole by you extend and then you throw your hip into to make yourself, like, don't let that guy get on you, don't let that guy move you. So there's a lot of things with Justin Rogers. If there were some things that – if Mozzie was doing what Justin Rogers was doing,
yeah,
I would understand why this is going on. And Zimmer's up there, and he's talking about it. He's got to figure out – they've got to figure out things with Mozzie. But I'd love for anybody that wants to really learn about Mozzie Smith to stand down there with me on that platform and watch Jeff Seguina coach him. And you tell me what you think.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, I'm like you, Zach. I don't even want to really talk about it anymore. I think it'll tell itself. It'll take care of itself. You know, either Mozzie is going to survive all this and become a really good player, or he's going to be a footnote in Dallas Cowboys history of first-round picks that don't work out. It's really up to him.
It is.
It's really up to him. If he wants to take the hard coaching, wants to continue to develop, you know, and do everything they ask him to do and play at a high level, it'll all take care of itself. If he doesn't want to do that, then, like I said, he becomes a footnote.
Do you think maybe he's just getting whipped so bad and that's why his dauber's down?
I think Mozzie Smith is when they're asking him, you know, and Zim's talking about, I see the hands, I don't. But then you watch Jeff Seguina coach him and it's not that way. And so I'm like, okay. You know, but like I say, I'm not giving up on Mozzie because there's times you've seen him have some success. Not like the success of Justin Rogers has.
That's a huge thing for me. It's like your seventh rounders look better in a week of practice.
He's looked better. When they ask him, like Jeff Seguina said, you know, that away, JR, that away, good job, good, you know, it's, and then you're sitting there and then you're like with Mozzie, and then it's, okay, let's do this again. Let's do this again.
It's too much time.
And you're saying
you're wasting coaches' time and energy trying to get him. Somebody needs to step in here.
He is either, like I said, he is either going to succeed, he's going to swim, or he's going to sink to the bottom of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Out here we'll tell. We'll get more work. The Rams are coming in town here next week. You're going to see some work against them. Hopefully then you'll get preseason games, and we'll see how Mozzie Smith plays. And that'll be the tale of the tape right there.
Yes, it will. Last two names, Micah Parsons, Mike is just a stud. I've really enjoyed seeing some of the off-ball linebacker work from Micah. The coverage skills have been there. I think it's a fun chess piece for Mike Zimmer because you never really know where he's going to be lining up. Is he going to be blitzing? Are they going to be dropping him off in coverage? And then Nashawn Wright, who slid in place of Diggs and got those first-team reps. Wright has had some flashes of some good moments out here.
I'll tell you what, he has flashed some good moments, and they've gone away from attacking Bland to attacking Wright, and Wright has had some success. He's got the length. I kind of felt like going into this training camp, there was some bubble guys. Those guys, those 3-4 year guys that have been here, and you know, where previous regimes have brought them in, and now they're sitting there fighting for opportunities and jobs. But Nashawn Wright, to me, has shown up just as well as, you know, I mean, McQuamu has had some good moments, some bad moments, and there's some guys that are clearly on the bubble, but Nashawn Wright has done a good job.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.